Humans have used wood as fuel for millennia. It's been used for cooking, heating, and more recently for power production. I thought this topic would be timely given that we're experiencing our first real cold snap of 2021. In fact, I've had our wood stove burning all weekend, enjoying the fire inside while looking out frosty windows. Many people believe that wood is an old-fashioned fuel. It's great for s'mores on a campfire, but that's about it. What surprises people is how much wood is used for fuel. Globally, 51% of all wood used is used for fuel. In developing regions like Africa, 90% of wood used is for fuel. And closer to home here in the U.S., about 8% of the wood we use is for fuel. One major advantage of wood fuel is that it is carbon neutral. Carbon is released when we burn wood, but it's also sequestered in our forests at the same time. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency treats wood biomass from managed forests as carbon neutral, something that's realized every day here in Wisconsin, given our efforts at sustainable forest management. Wood pellets are a form of wood fuel that have received a lot of attention in recent years. You find both hardwood pellets made from broadleaf trees and softwood pellets made from needle trees. Pellets are typically made from a wood byproduct, such as the ground waste wood from a hardwood flooring plant. The cutoff ends, sawdust, and planer shavings are ground up, and a roller forces these raw materials through a die under intense pressure. This process produces a densified wood pellet similar in diameter to a drinking straw, which breaks off in lengths of less than a half inch long. Both hardwood pellets and softwood pellets are very hard since they are densified in the die. A typical pellet weighs in at around 40 pounds per cubic foot versus 10 to 25 pounds per cubic foot for split firewood at the same moisture content. It's important to understand how moisture content impacts wood fuel. Pellets, for example, have a moisture content range of around 4 to 8%. Split firewood can range in moisture content from 20 to 70%, depending upon how well it's seasoned. If you've ever tried to build a campfire with wet wood, you know the drill. It's hard to get started, burns poorly, and produces a lot of smoke. Wood pellets have to be made with dry residue. When the material is densified and is forced through the die, the moisture in the residue is heated under the intense pressure. Once the pellet moves out of the die, the heated water turns to steam, bursting the pellet into powder. This is avoided by using dry residue. Some manufacturers buy pulpwood roundwood, chip the roundwood, then dry the chips prior to pelletizing. This strategy is used when dry residue is not readily available and the market conditions are strong for pellets. Pound for pound, do you get more heat from oak firewood or from hardwood pellets? Again, this depends upon moisture content. If the pellets are drier, and they usually are, you will get more heat measured in BTUs per pound. This all has to do with how the residual water interacts during combustion. Water in wood needs to be boiled off, called the latent heat of evaporation, before the temperatures can increase enough to release and ignite the combustible gases. The higher the moisture content in the wood, the more heat energy is consumed in this drying process. Wood pellets for heat is one thing, but wood pellets for food, now that's exciting. A number of grill manufacturers produce wood pellet grills and smokers to bring flavor into our lives. There are very specific pellet blends available for grilling and smoking meats, including maple, hickory, apple, pecan, cherry, and more. In most cases, maple wood makes up the bulk of these pellet blends, and the specialty woods are added for flavor. My coworker makes smoked salmon and home-cured smoked bacon on his pellet smoker with some very tasty results. I'm always happy to sample his latest experiments. I hope you can see that wood fuel is still prominent today and will continue to play a role in our energy and culinary needs. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovee from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.